Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in a comfortable house deep in the great woods. There was a big papa bear, a little gruff, a mama bear of medium size, and a tiny baby bear. Each had their own chair and bowl. In the bedroom, there were three beds, a very big one for papa bear, a medium one for mama bear, and a tiny one for baby bear. One day, Mama Bear made a delicious oatmeal porridge and poured it into each of the bowls. "We can't eat it right away," she said. "It's much too hot." "Shall we take a little walk in the woods while it cools down?" suggested Baby Bear. "Oh yes, let's go." "That's a good idea," said Papa Bear. Mama Bear agreed too, and the three bears ventured into the deep woods, inhaling the fresh air along the trails. While the three bears were having fun, a little girl with beautiful blonde hair passed by. Her name was Goldilocks. When she saw the bear's house, she entered because she was very tired and very hungry. Oh, is anyone here?" she cried, but no one answered. "Yum, it smells so good," exclaimed Goldilocks when she saw the three bowls on the table. She climbed onto a stool to taste Papa Bear's porridge. "Ouch, it's too hot," she exclaimed as she put the spoon down. She then tasted Mama Bear's porridge. "Oh, it's too cold," she said, pushing the spoon away. Finally, she tasted Baby Bear's porridge and found it just right. She ate it all up, not leaving a single bite. Goldilocks then noticed the three chairs and wanted to climb onto Papa Bear's chair, but there wasn't even a cushion, and she found it much too hard. She tried Mama Bear's chair, but this time there were too many cushions and she found it too comfortable. She finally settled on Baby Bear's chair. It was just right, comfortable and well padded, and Goldilocks had fun jumping and bouncing so much that she broke the chair and fell to the floor. "I'm tired," sighed Goldilocks when she saw the three beds in the bedroom. She climbed onto Papa Bear's bed, but immediately climbed down. It was much too hard. She then tried Mama Bear's bed, but it was too soft and lumpy. She finally climbed onto Baby Bear's bed, and it was just right. Goldilocks collapsed onto it and fell asleep immediately. After a while, the three bears, very pleased with their walk in the forest, returned home and realized that someone had touched their bowls. "Someone tasted my porridge," said Papa Bear in his big, gruff voice. "Someone tasted my porridge," said Mama Bear in her medium voice. "Someone tasted my porridge and ate it all up," cried Baby Bear in his tiny voice. "Someone sat in my chair," growled Papa Bear in his big, gruff voice. "Someone sat in my chair," said Mama Bear in her medium voice. "Someone sat in mine and broke it," whimpered Baby Bear in his tiny voice. They then went into their bedroom. "Someone has lain on my bed," exclaimed Papa Bear in his big, gruff voice. "Someone has lain on mine," said Mama Bear in her medium voice. "Come see, someone is lying in my little bed," exclaimed Baby Bear, very surprised. Papa Bear had such a big voice that Goldilocks heard in her dream the trumpeting of an elephant. When Mama Bear spoke, she thought a crow was cawing. When she heard Baby Bear, she thought she was being stung in the ear by a big, hairy bumblebee, and she woke up with a start. She then saw the three bears. Immediately, she jumped out of bed and ran away as fast as she could. She didn't stop running until she reached her house on the edge of the great woods. Then Papa Bear repaired the little chair, which was soon as good as new. Mama Bear tidied up the room a bit, and they sat down in front of three bowls of oatmeal porridge, which was no longer too hot or too cold, but just right.